John, let me ask you two questions. You made a comment in the prior segment that really arrested my attention. You talked about the varying sects of Islam. You've got the Sunni sect, you've got the Shiite sect. And I don't know if this is an oversimplification or not. You tell me if it is or not, but it appears as if the sects of Islam will war against each other in an Islamic controlled region of the world. But in a region of the world, i.e. the United States, that is not controlled by Islamic ideology, those varying sects unite to fight against the common enemy, the United States or the West. Would that be an accurate way of assessing it? And then my second question is this: what is the one Islamic entity about which we need to be most concerned in the United States of America?
Okay, so good questions. I would say, firstly, I think your assessment is fine. I think it makes sense. The point is, we have a bunch of evidence around the world where you can see overseas, even here in the United States, back in approximately 2007, somewhere around there, the Islamic Society of North America published their code of honor, which essentially said, look, Shia and Sunni, let's not openly have a debate or division between us. Let's work together for a common cause, which they all understood was the overthrow of our government. So, yes, where they are in the an area like this, they're working together against us. It doesn't mean they're not still, you know, fighting each other in other ways, but here that we do see crossover and unified efforts. As far as what organization is the most concerning, that would be the U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations, the USCMO, which is the mothership of the Muslim Brotherhood's movement here. It's the place through which all the primary Muslim Brotherhood entities are subordinating their authority to, and we see, Nihad Awad, who is the leader of Hamas, doing business as CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, is really running the show. Now, on paper, he's not in charge, but as we watch how they operate, everybody defers to him. Our assessment, as we've shared on this show, is Nihad Awad is the General Masul, or the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States and possibly North America, and the FBI has not made any effort to try to determine who that individual is. So that's our assessment. But that organization wields a lot of influence here in the United States, and they are making daily movements forward while, again, our government is asleep at the wheel in many ways.
You say it's the U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations that you would identify as the lead entity. So you're saying that even more than the Council on American Islamic Relations, this one here, you're saying would put at the top?
Yes, because it was essentially formed in June of 2014, and as the, quote, Muslim political organization, the first one in America, and have become just it's a super tanker, if you will. It's the battleship leading the battleship group for them. It really is. I mean, I call it the mothership for their movement. And if you look at who's involved and what's going on, I mean, they are a well-oiled machine, and we need a Tomahawk cruise missile to take that ship out, because it is doing a lot of damage.